Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jim Nash. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Machick. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson strikes out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a line drive towards short. Machick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Matchick reaches second base with a double. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matchick scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirt moves to third. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to second for the out. Wirt scores. One out. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Donaldson moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. Frien takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Matchick hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparma covering, for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Northrup. The throw from Roof and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak pinch hits for Diego Segui. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 2 in the game. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Blue Moon Odom now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Horton reaches second base with a double. Cash goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Frien is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Matchick hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirt is walked intentionally. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sparma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. John Hiller now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Joe Rudy pinch hits for Jim Gosger. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Rudy now playing left field. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Cash reaches second base with a double. Monday throws the ball into Bando, who tags Cash trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Northrup goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green pinch hits for Blue Moon Odom. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Green moves to second. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday, who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Stanley pinch runs for Willie Horton. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Matchick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Freehan moves to second. It's 7-2, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Freehan moves to third. Two outs. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing right field. Al Kaline now playing left field. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Tigers. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-3 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Duncan pinch hits for Jack Aker. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Roof moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-4 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Donaldson reaches second base with a double. Roof scores. Duncan moves to third. It's 7-4, Tigers. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lasher now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duncan scores. Donaldson scores. It's 7-6, Tigers. Mickey Lolick now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.